Hi, my name is Lynn. I'm a volunteer programmer and producer at CHLY Radio Malaspina, 101.7 FM in Nanaimo, BC, on Vancouver Island. The National Campus and Community Radio Conference was held in Ottawa this year. It's an amazing experience to gather with other radio folk, speaking the same language, sharing ideas, and gathering information during the many workshop sessions. Weaving through these voices, you will hear the Soul Jazz Orchestra, who entertained us at the gala celebrating the 25th anniversary of the conference.
The community radio sector and its campus components, Aboriginal component, and all that stuff, it's really hard for us to get together. And I think each of these conferences gets us closer to making this a lot easier. And once you get to know people, which doesn't take much time because we're all kind of the same freaks and weirdos, we get together and you're able to just be very candid about certain subjects. As we strive to be the pillars of what's responsible in journalism and in quality of programming, you flesh out ideas. It's a good incubator for ideas. It's really important.
The convergence of new digital technologies and new policy and, of course, ever-rotating cast of volunteers is actually going to speak for the regeneration of what we're doing. That makes me feel good.
There's so many people that you can connect with in radio in such a very positive, uplifting, intimate way.
I find this year's conference has a real soulfulness about it. I think it's because it's on Algonquin territory, though. I'm a member of the Algonquin Nation, so, you know, there's a little bias in that.
Community radio is not only about talking on air. Community radio is about speaking with people in the community. It's about protesting, about building websites. It's about talking with people, communicating. It's about getting things out there. That's what radio is. Radio is about our lives.
It's about building relationships, and those last a lifetime. It's good to take a step back and to reflect on our practice. It's necessary for us to do that. In fact, I think we need to be doing that more often within our own stations because the pace is often so frenetic and the resources are so limited. We have a tendency to become exhausted, and when you're exhausted, sometimes you don't make the best decisions. So it's important for us to take these kinds of moments to contemplate, reconsider, to imagine and to think of some of the various possibilities that exist and to remember why we feel so passionately about campus and community radio.
The National Campus and Community Radio Association, with 45 campus stations, 80 community stations, and 100 native broadcasters, is a growing communication network connecting Canada coast to coast. From small to large, new to established, we are all sharing a common voice, and that is the voice of community. Consider the big radio wave of which you are an integral part, and join us in 2007 at the National Campus and Community Radio Conference when it is held in Vancouver, British Columbia. Check out www.ncra.ca.